Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Here we are again, another Saturday. My gosh, the days go super fast. It was like I was here just it was like I was here 7 days ago. 6 days ago, whatever. Okay. All right, this is going to be a wild ride of a show. But you know what? We're professionals here, and we can handle the challenges. I have somebody special who keeps in contact with me. I want to read a couple of things that this person wrote to me this morning that it's befitting. But before I do that, let me introduce to you who I have in the studio. My wingman, the Colonel Rafer Brown, is out on assignment. So we have in the seat, in the wingman seat, Judge Andy Isaacs. Judge, how are you doing this morning?
I am so good. It's just unbelievably great.
Fantastic. It's always good to hear. My special guest host, Melinda Bowles, had a family emergency. She could not make it. So I asked that all of you listening lift them up, her and their family up in prayer. Just God knows what's going on. Just say, hey, Lord, you know what's going on. Let's put a healing and a comfort on that family. In the studio with me now is Sandy Watts. And we have also Shelley Dowling from Texas Star Real Estate. And it's always a pleasure to have them in. I've been missing Sandy here. We've had her on a couple times, but things have happened in the schedule. Couldn't get her, but she is here today. Ladies, how are you doing this morning?
Fabulous. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. We keep these rooms dim because I like it that way. But when you ladies come in, it just brightens it up. Brightens it up.
Have sunglasses.
Yeah, he talks a lot of smack, I suppose.
Shelly talked to me. How are you doing?
Doing great. Nice to meet you guys.
We're going to have a good conversation today. You got a lot of great information coming up, you two, so it's going to be fun to hear it. Get your note-taking material ready. Shelby, you know what to do.
Woo! No, that's usually what I do. Hey.
Hey. Shelby, my board operator, always doing a great, fantastic job. We've got a lot going on today. I want to set the table. But because Melinda was not here today, she was going to go over a lot of prepping. We're still going to do it. But Melinda is like the queen of prep. So she's not here. We're going to work around it. But somebody had sent me a text this morning, and I want to read a couple of them. I'm being watched over by angels, okay? Let me see if I can find it here real quick. Okay, here we go. Says, hey, Matt, just a couple of or so quick quotes for you that presented themselves or begged to be shared. One, the measure of who we are is what we do with what we have. So what do we have here today? We're minus Melinda, which is very unfortunate, but we have what we have here, and we're going to do a fantastic show just the same. The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have. I just said that. Do not go where the path may lead, but go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. So here we are a little bit off. We're trying to find that normal path that we do. So we're going to cut through the tree line and make a new path. How about another one? Start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can. I shall find a way or make one. How about this one? If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you just have to keep moving forward. So anyway, I want to thank you for the text. We miss Melinda. She'll be here on another time, I'm sure. Okay. How about that, Andy? You want to take some of those for your own?
All of them.
Pretty good. Let me set the table with the show highlights. Well, first of all, let me tell you what we're on. 105.1 FM, The Ranch, right here, right now. Also simulcasting at 98.5 FM. You can check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give a call into the studio at 254-697-6633. And when the program's over, it gets wrapped up into a pretty little package, put into podcast form, and you can check it out at Podbean, Apple, Spotify, and all the other podcasts are there as well. Check them out. Share them with as many as you can. I want to thank all my sponsors. I want to thank all the people who make private donations. I want you to subscribe to the YouTube channel at aaronsgunshop.com. Like us on Facebook, and if you go to aaronsgunshop.com and go to the radio show page and scroll down a little bit, you'll see a donation button there. If you feel led to donate on a monthly basis to help support this show, to cover the cost of what it takes to put on two radio programs or two radio stations during the course of the month, it'll be greatly appreciated. It really will. So let me set the table with some show highlights. We'll be doing devotional announcements, true stories at 11:30. The word of the day in a moment, quote of the day in a moment. Judge Isaacs will be doing our revival prayer and talking about Morningstar Ranch. Katie from Oz at the bottom of the hour. Like I said, Melinda is out. Sandy and Shelley are in. Word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you could put the word of the day into a sentence and give me a call here at 254-697-6633, you put it in a sentence, and Judge Andy Isaacs puts down the gavel and says he likes it, we got something for you. And I'll tell you what, I've got a pretty good deal going on here. If you can put the word of the day into a sentence and tell me who the author of the quote is, which I'm about to give you. I have. Andy, why don't you get that black shirt? Give it to... give it to Shelby. Shelby, put it in front of the camera. I have a black medium-sized polo shirt with the Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program logo. It's a sweet shirt. Shelby's got hers on. And it looks great.
I'll dance in front of the camera in a minute.
So if you got
to
give me both,
though.
I can't
wait to see that.
The word of the day comes from the headline, and the word of the day is obligated. Obligated. It's a verb, definition, bind or compel someone, especially legally or morally. This word comes in the headline that reads, Congress obligated to launch Biden impeachment inquiry after he clearly lied. This is from Jonathan Turley. Jonathan Turley. Check him out. Look him up. Can't believe he's saying that. So the word of the day is obligated. Now the quote of the day, here we go. Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. Life is what happens.
I know.
When you're busy making other plans. Give me the author, put the word of the day into a sentence, and you get yourself a black medium polo shirt with the Aaron's High Cap Adventure program logo on it. Moving on. UFO whistleblowers to testify unknown objects are far superior to U.S. tech. Government operating with secrecy.
This is all bull.
Andy, do you think, being the preacher man that you are...
I don't know about that, but okay.
Do you believe we got aliens out there?
Okay.
The Lord says...
This is not an easy deal to say. Are we the only ones in the universe? Well, if we are, the universe is way oversized just for having us, okay? Do I believe they visit this planet? I have my doubts. And I'm going to tell you why, because even aliens are subject to physics. And if you're going 10,000 miles an hour straight ahead and you do a 90-degree angle and go 10,000 miles without slowing down, the human body and no other objects can stay together. I mean, physics says that there's too much inertia, there's too much pressure, and it tears apart equipment, too.
That is our way of thinking.
Yeah, well, I understand it. So they have to have... My personal thing is no, this is something else. Whether it's a spiritual thing, you know, this could be Satan's trickery, or whether it's the government doing something, which also could be Satan's trickery.
Well, God's word says there's other worlds out there. It doesn't say there's other life forms, I believe it's like Lazarus and the which one was the
rich man?
The rich man, Lazarus and the rich man. There's a separation between the two. There's no way you can cross from one over to the other. That's what I think this is. If the good Lord does make other life forms out there, I think they're on their planet doing his experiment on that planet while he's doing his experiment on this planet.
You know,
that's what I think.
I have to agree with that. It's just not feasible. Now, you know, when the Milky Way galaxy is 27 million miles across, light years across, those numbers are unfathomable to us. You know, we know what a foot is.
So what does this boil down to then? My belief is the United States of America, with all its black money, has got some super high-tech stuff, and they're testing it out on our super upgraded equipment to see if we can outmaneuver it, which we are, I guess, and also to scare the public into thinking there's aliens so that the public of the world will unite together and scream, "Help us, government!"
You know,
that's right.
One of the things that we look at is very intriguing to me is that, let's just say our military went down. We couldn't fly planes, boats don't work. We are still the strongest army in the world by leaps and bounds, but probably more than the rest of the, because all of our citizenry has guns.
Country and, boy will survive.
That's right. In the 90s, there's a Russian general that defected. And they were talking to him about, he was a strategist, and he was talking about strategies that Russia would use to attack America. And one of the guys says, well, why don't y'all just drop 100,000 troops into Canada and then bring them down from there and start there? He said those guys would be dead in 3 weeks. All of them.
They don't go by military.
He said the partisan abilities of the American people and Canadians, we can't face that.
There's a gun behind every blade. Isn't that what it was in the Japanese Japanese saying? Okay, let me continue on. Conservatives mock Biden wandering away from questions on Chinese hackers. He's got no idea what he's doing.
What's a hacker?
If you watch the video, it's embarrassing. It's scary. It's embarrassing.
He needs to be in a home.
In a home, that's right.
Not the White House.
And he thinks a hacker is somebody that plays golf. He thinks a hacker is somebody that plays golf. So
Hunter Biden's sugar brother lawyer spotted smoking bong on home balcony during visit from president's son. Are you catching this? Are you catching this here? Hunter Biden's lawyer, air quote, his sugar brother, spotted smoking bong. You know what you're smoking a bong, right? On home balcony. Home balcony during visit from president's son. 20 seconds already?
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, we're going to continue because there's a few of these I want to go over a little bit. Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat, California. Republicans are the party of violence, chaos, and grievances. Give me a freaking break. Right. Be back.
And you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number is 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. High Cap Adventure Radio Program, The Errands.
Amen.
Okay. You guys were gigging me last week about that. Let's continue on with our show highlights. Gallup poll. This is sad. Only 18% of young adults, 29% of Democrats, are extremely proud to be Americans. Then get the hell out.
Exactly.
Get out. The only reason you have the ability to take that Gallup poll and give me this crappy answer is because God bless America. Okay.
Somebody died for that, right?
You, all you people out there like this should be saying, I love America. God bless America. You know why? Because I can trash talk America. I can do all this without going to a gulag. Five ways. I always get this messed up. Five ways. Ian Rand?
I-A-N is Ian.
Atlas Shrugged? Okay. Predicted America's politics crisis from parents spurned to the rise of cancel culture. I have the article. It's very interesting. I remember reading the book a long time ago. And it's amazing how they see the future, just like George Orwell's 1984. You'll like this one, Judge. Judge orders Hunter Biden to look for a job, lay off drugs as conditions for staying out of jail.
Like they tell all the probation.
Look for a job and stay off drugs. What a concept.
So the judge...
When you said that,
get a job. Okay, I don't know how to say this one either. Dengue fever?
Dengue.
Okay.
Dengue fever.
Cases could reach near record highs this year. What to know about the tropical infectious disease? This is coming from the CDC. CDC, I don't trust you anymore.
No.
It's it. I was one of those people before I took the red pill. The government is here to protect us. Do whatever you can to support them. You have proven yourself over and over, time over time, that you are malicious and nefarious. I cannot trust you. I have to observe you with a microscope and cross-reference. That is why so many people think people like me and others have three heads and tinfoil hats. It's because we took the red pill, saw it, and we don't trust anything. We check it out, verify it, cross-reference it, and we go, this is baloney. But then you have the mass amount of people who want to learn and get news from the lamestream media, but they're going to a polluted source, a source that is not good. So you think you know it, but in reality, you don't.
There is more than just the one thought on that. It could be that we think that they don't know anything.
It's possible.
So,
oh, you're gonna love this one. More than 100 trans men enter Miss Italy pageant after trans woman ban. Yeah, my thoughts exactly. The head of sigh. I don't get it.
That's
okay.
Funny, because that sigh was heard clearly.
Okay, I want an answer on this one. Strippers on strike. Why dancers at one bar in America's strip club capital won't go back to work? What do you think it might be?
What do you think?
I've read the article, so I kind of know.
Okay,
so.
But then don't give the answer. What do you think it might be?
Health insurance.
I don't know.
What else?
That covers what they need.
Yeah. Nothing covers what they need.
Better fluorescent lighting. All right. Higher heels.
You're being practical, okay? No. And you're basically right. There's a lot of stuff in here. I'll go in the article. But when I first saw the headline, I go, what? They're on strike because they got too many drag queens trying to be strippers?
No.
And they don't want to compete with a transgender as compared to the real thing?
That's not it.
Making them wear a mask.
I know that's not it. But I'm just saying, when I first saw the headline, that's what I thought it was. Burglary suspect picks wrong house as homeowners, both armed, swiftly shoot him. That's how you do it.
Oh, darn it. He's got to be allowed to go to the right house. He can't be shooting that man.
All right. So there it is. Let me go over the word of the day, and let me go over the quote, and then we'll get to Judge Isaacs and his revival prayer. Word of the day is obligated. It's a verb. Definition, bind or compel someone, especially legally or morally. Comes from the headline, Congress obligated to launch Biden impeachment inquiry after he clearly lied, Jonathan Turley. And then the quote is, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. If you get them both, you got a shirt with the high cap logo on it. If you get one or the other, I got something else for you, too. 254-697-6633. Judge Andy? Andy Isaacs.
Thank you, Andy. Here's the deal. You know, one of the things that we cover on this program a lot is being prepared. Being prepared for what's coming in the future, being prepared for today. But I'm here to tell you, I don't care if you got the most ammunition in the state. If you've got enough food to last to the next millennium. If you have got a shelter that is impenetrable by bombs. I don't care about all that stuff. If you don't have your spiritual life right, all that other stuff does not matter. Because you're going to end up in the same place all the people that weren't prepared are going to end up. If you don't got your heart right with Jesus Christ, if you do not have that, I'm sorry if it hurts your feelings, but there's one way to heaven. And if you don't have that, then I'm sorry. There's consequences for actions. If you hit yourself in the head with a hammer, it's going to hurt. And if you don't pay attention, you know, we've got to get back to the basics of what life is. We've got to get back to reading our Bible, seeking Jesus, and praying. Or any combination of those three. I don't care how you put it. I don't what you do. That it's got to be that. And I'm not talking about doing unbelievable things that we can't do. One of the things that jumped off the page at me, and it says and in James 5:15, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord raises them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. That means that it is absolutely mandatory that we're praying for one another. And if we don't get in our Bible, how are we going to know what to pray? How are we going to know what to do? That the first thing that when somebody says they're sick is people get to go around and pray for them and believe that they're going to be healed. Now, that's not up to me to heal them, but it is up to me to pray for them. And if God says, go pray for them, go. And I don't care how stupid it looks to you. I don't care what you think. Go pray. It is vital. We're past the point that we're going to be able to get ourselves out of this mess. This mess took a century to get here. And it's going to take absolute a God miracle to get us out. And it can happen, but I hope it doesn't happen the way it always has happened in the past, which is something catastrophic happened and thousands and people get killed for us to say, oh, we might be doing this wrong. We might be making a mistake. Let's pray.
Yeah, we wave our flags for about 2-3 weeks and then...
And then they're back to the same. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, help wake us up. Lord, I'm prepared for you to wake us up. Whatever it takes, Lord. I'm past the point of saying, oh, let's do it the easy way. Don't hurt us too bad. Lord, I don't care what it takes. We need you so badly. We need you to help us. You need you to guide us. And if you got to slap us around a little bit to make us up, then you do it. Whatever it takes, Lord. Because we need you. Our kids need you. Our grandkids. We need you in our families, in our lives, in everything part of what we do. Lord, we won't get over this problem we have in America. The greed, the pride, the stealing, the lying, the cheating that's going on unless you step in. Because we're not capable of fixing it. We've shown that over and over. Lord, just be with us and help us. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You know, MSRMinistries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552. What Morningstar Ranch does is we do leadership development camp for underprivileged teens. What we're trying to do is raise up good Christian leaders so that as we get older, we got people that have Christian values that can take over. It's not an easy job. It's not an easy thing because like I told the kids this year, if y'all don't get this, y'all are the last hope. If you don't get it, we're in trouble. So, you know, we need your help financially. We need your help spiritually. And then we also do retreats for vets with PTSD, both men and women. And that is inspirational. That is inspirational. And all we do is feed them and love them. That's it. There's not much more to it than that for us. So Morningstar Ranch is MSRMinistries.org. We have a giving button in the top left-hand corner of our website. Or you can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. God bless you. Thank you.
Andy, it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Shelby, how much time I got?
About a minute and a half.
About a minute and a half. I think I can do it. I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. In Belton, it's 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. I do devotionals Monday through Friday, and I'm blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio. I pick one during the week, and I read it now. It goes as follows. Mic drop. Luke chapter 6, 38. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Wow. But there's a catch. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. I continue. God has blessed us all abundantly, whether we know it or not. What one can't do with money, they can do with their time, skill, or service. This comes from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to do it. And I close. Let's look at our hearts and open them to give when it is in our means to do so. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. We'll be back in 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. This is the scratch and sniff section of the program, but we're missing the... scratch and sniff.
I hear sniff, I think Biden. Sniff, but that's weird because we don't sniff ladies in here like Joe Biden. Oh, well, wait, that's children.
That's my bad. She has to be a child.
That's right.
And then she'll get a little nibbling on the show.
Remember, it's a hard sniff. It's not like...
It's you can hear it from a mile away.
You know, Shelby, I'm glad you're doing it, not me, because I don't know, I just wouldn't be
this
like,
is, we're getting way out of way. This.
All right, since I'm going to give her a minute or so. In the meantime, do you need some good eating? You want to go to Ma's Place. Okay, you want to go to Ma's Place. Need to get in shape, Cameron Fitness. Need to gear up for the zombie apocalypse, call Centex Tactical.
Been there, good place.
You need tires, Meguiar Tire. Need help with the IRS, Christine Stevenson. She's an enrolled agent with the IRS. She's the liaison between you and the IRS.
Not only that, she's a really nice lady.
Mowers. Weed whackers. Need fixing? Cameron Small Engine. Call. Give Kyle a call. He's a great guy. Financial help. Melinda Bowles, Bowles Financial Group. Need a pick-me-up? Go see George, Liquor Depot.
I didn't know if that was for coffee or for liquor.
You want to get healthy? Call Dr. Shelley Cole. Need iron work, welding done? Matt Cole, Scrappy's Welding. Auto body damage, huh? See Sam Parker, Sam's Collision Intent. Want some fresh-cut meats? El Green Chile. Seeking some redemption? Speak with Father John. Looking for a house or some land? Call Sandy Watts. Right here in the studio right now she is, and she can square you away. What else we got here? Support the military, first responders, the American Valor Foundation. That's a Chris Kyle Foundation. Wayne.
Good people.
Wayne's the dad. He's been on the show. I'm trying to get him on, I think, by the end of August.
I'd love to get him back soon. He was such a good...
He's a great guy.
Good guy.
So go to American Valor. Actually, all these people that I'm talking to you about are on my website, aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page and you'll see all the links to the sponsors. You got sick animals. See Valerie at the Veterinary and Medical Arts Center. Gold is always worth money. So see Keith Knapp, Central Texas Coin Exchange, right next to the studio here. You got too much stuff? Get a building. Cameron, Texas Resale Company. Give Terry a call. It's hot. Cool down. Call Cox's AC. Car not running right? See Mac at Quick Wrench Automotive. Need a new car or truck? Cameron Country Car Dealership here in Cameron. Need to feed your goats, cows, and chickens? Cameron Farm and Ranch. Need specialized parts for your guns? Backup Tactical. Check them out. Lots of great stuff. Okay. Now, let's get on. Since Katie hasn't called, I'll promote them real fast. 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard, Ma's Place. Great menu. Great food. Great atmosphere, great prices. Go there hungry because you're going to leave full. And don't forget, tell them you heard their ad here on this radio show. And when you get up to the register, they should give you a 10% discount on what you purchased. Great place. Check it out. Support the sponsors who support the program. Let's go to the word of the day again. Let's read the article.
Amen.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he is considering an impeachment inquiry over Hunter Biden deals. Fox News contributor Jonathan Turley, this guy's a lib, but he has some common sense. He argued on Friday, it's Congress's obligation to launch an impeachment inquiry against President Biden after he clearly lied to Americans about his involvement in his son Hunter Biden's deals. Here's what he says. Jonathan Turley, quote, "We often talk about the powers of Congress and its obligations." I'm sorry, let me read that again. "We often talk about the powers of Congress and not its obligations. What is the House supposed to do? You know, you have a president who has clearly lied for years, lied to the American people, lied to the representatives at that White House during his presidency. He obviously did know about these deals. He had involvement with some of these meetings. There was money that went to China. And then you've got the IRS agent saying that the fix was in, that this case was actively managed to avoid serious charges for the president's son. You have millions of dollars moving through a labyrinth of accounts. You have a trusted source saying that there was a bribery allegation, the crime that is second one mentioned in the impeachment clause. So what are you supposed to do about that? And the answer is you have to investigate. An impeachment inquiry gives the House that ability. It doesn't mean they're going to impeach. It means they're taking the responsibility seriously, no matter what the administration may want out of this. The one thing the House cannot allow is for these questions to go unanswered. So here you have Jonathan Turley. He's saying, Biden lies. For all you people out there who love Biden, what do you say about it now? What do you say about it now? What do you think? Give me some commentary in here.
You know,
I love Biden. I don't know.
Here, the problem we have today is that we have people with no backbone in Congress, in society, and stuff like that. We would be better off if Congress would adjourn and go home. We'll send them their check. Just go home. Quit doing stupid stuff.
I don't know. I don't know, Andy.
When you did that,
it's the American people.
Yes.
We have people still favoring this man. Why? The evidence is out there. Everything that comes up on Trump, it's bogus. It's totally bogus.
There's no way in our society today that here we are, we did something with abortion. We got rid of it, and the blue states all doubled down. And in some cases, we'll pay for you to come have your abortion. I mean, that's evil beyond belief. And then when we try to pass legislation against child trafficking and no Democrat votes for it, does that tell you where we're at? How bad we've gotten? Well, just like my revival prayer, you said, you know, we, God help us because we can't do it.
There was, on this stupid little news feed I saw, there was this trans man. And he was saying there's a lot of, hopefully there's going to be a lot of scientific development where you can put a fertilized uterus into a man for him to have a baby. And he said, what I want to do is I want to be the first trans man to receive a fertilized uterus so I can be the first trans man to have an abortion.
Oh,
that was his actual statement. And he was dead serious. And there were people, oh, you're so brave. I was like, oh my gosh. He just said that, and he was so serious. He said, I just want to be the first one to receive this uterus so I can be the one to have an abortion. And there's all these people patting him on the back, and they're like, we agree with you. You're so brave. You're not brave. You're mentally ill.
Ill. That's right. You know what? 100%. You know, I can guarantee you there's 100% of the trans people that have had trans surgery, they failed. 100%.
Those people are suicidal.
They're 100% failed. 100%, because they're still men, or in some cases, they're still women.
Okay, look, let me set this up here. There are some people out there who I've had conversations with, okay? And on my other show, I've had people that are way over to the left. But you know what I've come to find out? The majority of them, when we have our differences, the majority of us, even though we are one side, left side, right side, doesn't matter, we want the same thing. Life, liberty, peace, pursuit of happiness, the whole works. However, methods to get that accomplished work and don't work. And I'm sorry, I look at the other side's methods and they don't prove workable.
Mm-mm.
So, okay, just with that said, let's go to the presidents. Let's go to Trump and let's go to Biden. Here we have two different sides of the scale, the spectrum. You've got Orange Man, very bold, been in business outside the Washington circle. He's an outsider. Biden, 50 years in the circle. So here he is. He's going to talk his political BS. You have an individual who eats ice cream. This is Biden now. Who works his dealings behind the doors, locked doors, and secret cabals and all this kind of stuff. And presents lie upon lie upon lie. You have Trump. Comes in and says, this is what I'm going to do. List all the things that he's going to do and almost accomplishes all of them. Within the first year of his presidency, he accomplished over 300 items. So let's look. I wrote this down here. We got somebody who tweets aggressively as compared to somebody who's barely seen. Who do you want? Do you want somebody who's barely seen and timid because you just like his character better? His presentation better?
I'll take a mean tweet anytime.
Or do you want a guy who's bold, gets it done, so you can continue the craziness that you're doing out there? I got a list here. Open border with President Trump. Was there an open border? There was, and he closed it right up.
Yeah.
Decaying military, morale and military. Trump comes in. It was very low. He builds it back up to the strongest military. We are out of ammo. We're running out of ammo based on a leak from the president's own lips. Depletion of equipment and munitions. He says it right there on the air.
Afghanistan debacle. There was not one thing going on when President Trump was in there. President Trump puts out peace agreements with three countries, was working on a fourth one. I think he was up for three Nobel Prize. I can't remember. It's too much stuff going through my brain. It's not that big either, so I have to limit it. Biden, he pulls out of Afghanistan. We give the Chinese an incredible air base. We're out of the region. We've lost personnel. We spent money, blood and treasure. Trump had stopped all that, and he was working it nicely to get out of there. The debt crisis. Now, every one of our presidents, whether they're Republican or Democrat, keeps skyrocketing the debt. So you're both guilty on this one. However, with what Trump was doing, the economy was booming. He took China into control, and the money was flourishing. So you would think we could do something with the debt. How about strategic petroleum reserves? Filled up by Trump, depleted by Biden. How about gas prices? Gas prices dropped so low with Trump, escalate. They're already going up to, what, 340 now?
We'll be back. It is easing on up.
My name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com.
Welcome
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Finishing up the first hour, final segment. Two more to go. At the top of the hour, after the commercials, we'll have Sandy Watts in here, and she'll be talking about real estate and property and a whole bunch of other stuff. So it's going to be a great time there. But until then, I wanted to continue on with my list. I started with the differences between Trump and Biden. We talked about the border, decaying military, depletion of equipment, Afghanistan debacle, debt crisis, gas prices soar, strategic petroleum reserve. How about China and Taiwan? And the words of Trump, we were making billions and billions and billions off of China with the tariffs. And we were using that money to pay our farmers. We stopped paying out the money. We started making money. We had excess money and paid our farmers off to help them out. What does Biden do? Nothing, because he's owned by China. That's Matt talking, okay? Based on my experience and what I know, owned by China. Of course he's going to do whatever they want. You got the balloon flying over North America, all over our military bases. Doesn't do anything. You've got them aggressively...
We shot it down after it got over the Atlantic.
You're aggressively doing sorties over Taiwan every day. Look, let me tell you what happens when a military force does this. You got China and Taiwan, and they're doing sorties every day. Sometimes more and more aircraft and ships and all this kind of stuff, deeper and deeper into the territory. It gets to the point where you're like, oh, it's just another one of those drills, until it's not. Until it's not. And then, oops, you got caught with your pants down. That's what's going to happen. Only this country, this leadership, has their pants up and the belt is pulled tight because they know exactly what's going to happen.
Amen.
Ukraine, what a mess. You could go in 20 different directions on Ukraine. What do we have in Ukraine? What's the deal with Ukraine? What's the relationship with Biden in Ukraine? Blah, 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 blah. Trump says he could stop this war in 24 hours. Do you believe that?
I believe he could do it quick. I don't know about 24 hours, but I believe he could do it quick.
I believe he can do it. Yeah. It may not mean the stopping of troops on the ground, but he can go to Putin... And he can go to Zelensky and say, listen, here's the deal. Just like Reagan did with the terrorists or the Iranian hostages. When Reagan got in 19... 19-
That day. They let
it was
go.
Over.
Yeah.
Because what he's doing is backdoor deals. He's going, hey, Poot, here's the deal. Hey, Zelensky, let me tell you something. If I get in, you're in a whole deep world of you know what. When I get in there in 23 hours and 59 minutes, that's as much time as I'll give you. Otherwise, you're going to have heck to pay from me. And I believe it.
Yeah.
I've been watching this guy. I'm from New York, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get aggressive. Okay?
But
I've
been watching him now or what?
I've been watching Trump for years. And everything he says now, he's been saying then. And the Oprah Winfrey's of the world and everybody like that loved this guy. Clinton's loved this guy. Schumer's loved this guy. Because he was outside the circle, wasn't messing with their politics. He was donating money because he wanted to get a permit to build a building.
Yeah.
Okay? How about this? Go green policies. Trump isn't opposed to green as long as it doesn't kill your economy. I'm not opposed to green. I said this, I think, last week's show. Who doesn't want clean water? Who doesn't want clean air? Who doesn't want the plastic out of the rivers? Blah, blah, blah. We all want that. But if it gets to the point where... it's going to collapse us. Forget it. We've got to figure out a different way. How about we do this? Instead of spending all this money on green, spend it on incentives for people to pick up garbage off the streets. Supply chain crisis. Do I need to talk about that one?
We're having a crisis. I can't believe that, Matt. You know, supply chain problems all go back to the same thing. We're being manipulated. But you know, it's got to be global warming. Or climate change.
Where does most of our product come from?
You know, China.
China.
Oh, do you think they might be holding something over our head? Maybe.
All right, here's an interesting one. How about dividing the nation? I remember Trump having a meeting with a majority of the major black preachers, and forgive me, I'm killing the definition of this. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Had a meeting... He goes, this president isn't racist. This president is doing the most he can to help us out. He's unifying. And I've heard other interviews with other prominent black people saying, hey, look, we're making money. He's enabling us to make money. I ain't got no problems. He's not against me. You people don't like it because he's showing you up. You've been in office for 30 to 50 years, and he comes in relatively 24 months or shorter, he's flipped the whole equation around. And the reason you don't like him is because he's showing you up. He said this in his debate with Hillary. He goes, the only reason I'm doing it is because you haven't changed the laws. You're the ones there who make the laws, and you do it for all your people. Well, I'm just taking advantage of it. What fool wouldn't do that?
That's right. Who doesn't want to save money legally when, you know, it's just ridiculous.
So is the nation divided today, or was it divided in 2016 to 2020? It was starting to, because they started attacking him so greatly that they started separating people. But before that, it was like, he's a unifier.
You know, we've always had divisions. Always. I've got a poster on my wall at the office that talks about the first prayer that the Continental Congress had in order to start putting together the Constitution. And they couldn't agree on that. And what they did to come together to make the first prayer, what it was and how it brought the people together. And we couldn't agree on that. So there are always going to be disagreements. And disagreements are not always bad. But what has happened now is that the left or the liberals, they don't want any disagreement. They want it 100% whatever I say. You know, we're going to call pedophiles now.
Maps.
Yeah.
Minor attracted
people. There's no more mothers. There's only birthing parents, birthing people, and on and on. And we've got to stand up against that. That's the problem. And not having Trump is killing us.
Every one of those things you just mentioned is in the list of the 45 things of the Communist Manifesto.
That's right.
And every one of those things has been accomplished. You go to 1984, George Orwell, and read his book. Every one of those things have been accomplished. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a plan a long time. And I want to say it again. For all you people watching the news, I applaud you because you want to learn and know. But you've got to come to the recognition that the media has been compromised. It has been compromised. I don't have a five-day show at the moment. I only have one day, 3 hours. I can't teach it and explain it on a day-to-day basis where I can show and prove the evidence. You have got to do your homework. And you've got to realize the connection between the politics, the newspapers, the media, the military, how all these things work together. You got people with lots of money, lots of power, lots of high-rated political figures and positions of influence and power. World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab. Oh, my gosh. I talked about this guy forever. Klaus Schwab. I call him the cue ball. Okay, this guy has a school for young leaders. And it's basically, they hand-select people. Jacinda Ardern in New Zealand, Trudeau up in Canada, two specific ones that have trained and infiltrated the parliaments there and move the agendas according to what Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum wants. And that is one world government, one world order, one world currency. How about digital currency? You think I'm crazy? I think you're crazy if you're not going out there researching from a guy like me who has some credibility. I've got some street cred. So you should hear me go, what is this guy talking about? Go check it out. And when you check it out, you're going to have a red pill moment. And when you have that red pill moment, you're going to go, I've been had. Do you like being had?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like being taken advantage of? If you do, man, stay away from me. Okay. This country's divided up in thirds. A third of you don't care and will go to the thing that's give me, give me, give me from the government. The other third is you're agreeing with me, but you're not going to get off your rear end and do something about it. Then you got the third, people like me who go out and do something and try to make a difference or call to action to do something. You need to get called to action. The way you fix this is bring somebody else with you to the voting booth. And I'm not talking about somebody who's already going. I'm talking the person who's got cobwebs on their butt because they're sitting on the couch for too long. Get them off the couch. Get them to vote. That's how you make a difference. If you don't believe that the system is rigged, I don't know what else to tell you. It is so evident. I was there in 2020 watching the results, counting the results, and you see it. You see it happening before your eyes, what's going on. It doesn't work that way. But Matt, all these court cases, those court cases don't have anything really to do with what we're talking about. There is so much to talk about to give it to you in 2 minutes. It's impossible. Do your homework. Get off your rear end. God bless America. Love this country, because if you don't, They're going to take it away from you, and what you think is bad now is going to get worse. You look at these digital currencies. They're going to chip everything. You want to do trading and bartering? Forget it. Everything's going to be chipped. It's the mark of the beast. Matt's gone off the rail. No, I'm on it. Full speed ahead. The light at the end of the tunnel is a freight train coming your way. You better watch out. How much time I got, Shelby?
Another minute.
You know, one of the things that happens is we get so bent out of shape with stuff. We've got to come up with our plan, that how we get stuff back, and it starts exactly with where I told you a while ago. But here, every day, you see more and more and more corruption, and nobody doing anything about it. I just watched a deal this morning where our senator from Texas, Cruz, was doing a town hall, and a guy got up and said, "I am so tired of hearing about all this stuff, and nobody goes to jail." Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is that the executive branch is the one who's in charge of that, and they got to charge all the control. But when we had it, when Trump was in it, we didn't attack. We didn't go put some people in jail.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I could talk about happy stuff, this, that, and the other. Yes, and there's a time and place for that. But my calling is here and it's now with a short period of time, and it cost me a lot of money. I'm going to use every dollar I've got to get the best bang for my buck to put out the information there so you can make better decisions. And hopefully I get the same in return so I can make better decisions. We're going to take a top of the hour break when we come back. Sandy Watts, Texas Star Realty, and
Texas Star Real Estate.
State. That's what I said. That's what I said. We'll be back in three.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Attention to detail. Customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now, 254-605-0610, or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. budgethostcameron.com.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Brown's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Hour number two, Matt, your host. The wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown, out on assignment, should be back in next week. Taking his spot at the moment, Judge Andy Isaacs. I have special guest in the studio, Sandy Watts, her broker, Shelley Downing from Texas Star Real Estate. And we're going to have a conversation with them in just a second, but let me go through my protocol here. We're simulcasting both here on 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at 98.5 FM at KRXT out of Rockdale. Check us out live at Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Phone number in the studio if you got a question for the ladies, 254-697-6633. We wrap it up into a beautiful podcast package, send it over to the podcast department. You can look up at Apple, Spotify, Podbean, and do the replays. Check out the sponsors at aaronsgunshop.com radio show page. Click on that and take you right to their website. Please, please, before you buy something, go to these people first. If they don't have what you have, then of course, go somewhere else. Support the sponsors who support the program. To all my private donors, thank you so much. Couldn't do without all of you people. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, like me on Facebook, and just spread the word. Spread the word. So with that, ladies, Sandy, hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm kind of heated up here, I guess. You heard me last hour.
No, never.
Not really.
Why don't we shift gears and tell us who you are again and introduce who you have in the studio with us, and let's talk real estate.
Well, my name is Sandy Watts. I'm a realtor here in Cameron. I'm under Texas Star Real Estate, and my broker and owner is Shelley Downing, who is also in here. See, you got me doing it now. And Miss Shelley has been in the business for about, more than a couple of decades. We'll just say that.
Well, let's say hello. Shelley, say hi. Get on the mic. Let's not make static, I guess.
I don't want to mess with it.
I'm going to push it like that. Go
there
ahead.
There you go. Yes, I'm Shelley Downing. I've actually been a licensed real estate agent for 29 years, been a broker since 2019. And I've actually known Sandy a little longer than that. She's actually my cousin. But we're a small boutique brokerage out of Central Texas. We work Bell, McLennan, Coryell, Milam, Falls.
Hey, I want to say something about that. I mean, with the number of years you as a realtor and broker, that's a key thing. Because I remember way back in the 90s when I was a realtor, you know, coming to a new state, new town, you got to learn all the ins and the outs and the tricks and the things that some people don't know. You've got all that history behind you. Sandy's under you. She's an aggressive individual who's doing a great job, but she's got you as the the experienced one,
the mentor. But what a lot of agents have now is they have, when I started, we didn't have everything on computer. Everything was in books. So they have actually, I mean, we have another agent works with us that's 25, 26. They have computer knowledge that I didn't have then, so we continually learn all the time. It's real important as realtors to continue our education all the time, and that's important at our office. Sandy's still taking classes. I take classes every year. We want to keep up on the changes. Everything changes all the time. Our contracts, when I started, from 4 pages to 12 pages to 8 pages, things change all the time. So
why is there so much paperwork?
Lawsuits.
Yeah. Lawyers.
We have a broker-lawyer committee that comes up with new contract changes all the time.
I have a question. What three words are more important? Location, 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 or what's the other one? Disclose, disclose, disclose.
Both of those, actually.
It used to be just location, 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 until now the pages are 8, 10, 15, 20 pages long.
Yep. And if you're representing the seller, I want them to tell everything they know about that house, disclose, because everybody gets sued. The agents on both sides, the seller, everybody gets sued. So tell everything you know.
So if you told everything you know and it doesn't look good, it doesn't matter because it is what it is.
At least it's not fraud. So, you know.
Well, what happens if you don't know?
They won't buy it. I mean, and if it's after the fact, you might get sued, but their home inspector should have found it. So, depends on him.
All comes down to if we were all honest.
Yep.
And nobody lied, cheat, or steal, we would need about a quarter of a page to do all that.
You could do it on a handshake if we were living in that world.
You know, by the way, a handshake is still a binding contract in the state of Texas.
Not in real estate. We have to have a written contract.
No, even
for us.
Even the state constitution says so. But since we have lawyers, we don't.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Do you know how many handshakes I've done with somebody and they ended up like not doing what they said they were going to do?
You could sue them.
A verbal contract.
What he's talking about, it's even, he's right. A binding contract can be a handshake because what a binding receipted contract technically is, it legally in Texas, is an offer and a verbal acceptance. Not have to be on paper, but I will offer you this. Do you thinking about accepting? Yes, that's a binding contract already. In the state of Texas, that's legal.
Well, once again, I've got a lot of people who are binding with me and breaking it. But anyway, go ahead.
That's
Sam.
The problem. You got to prove it. Prove what they're saying. It's your word against theirs.
So, yeah, it doesn't work for us.
So in writing.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Yeah.
Wear your body camera all the time.
Yep.
What did you say? Speak right here, please. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So what do you have? What's the market doing out there? Is it crazy? Is it slowed down? I keep seeing all these properties being built, and I'm thinking, the money, what's going to happen when we have a bubble break?
I don't know that we're ever going to have a real bubble break in our area just because of where we're located. We get a lot of the buyers coming in from Austin. We're starting to get some from north coming down too. But we are going to, I think we're seeing a softening. We're seeing some builders having a little bit of slowdown. They are coming, approaching agents again. There was a time where they weren't going to pay us if we brought them. They're like, here you go, here's your $100. So, but now they are approaching us again. So it is a slowdown. But as agents, what we're having to do, because buyers are having a little harder time coming up with cash to buy, we're having to make those non-traditional properties saleable, more investor type homes. We're having to make sales work that we haven't had to make in a while, and so we're coming up with those. There are not a lot of listings out there, so I just don't see us hitting a bubble here for a while.
So it's a seller's market. But even in a seller's market, what could you use? Is there any opportunity out there for somebody to get a good deal?
If there are starting to be a few foreclosures, it's not going to ever be. I don't think it's going to hit like 2009 again. I don't think we're going to see that. There are a few of them hitting, not a lot. But I think if they'll wait and see if they do have the cash to work on, get one of those that needs work.
Wait a minute, Shelley. What about, I came down as a realtor in 1993 when it crashed at the bottom, and I was flipping houses like crazy. So can it happen like that again?
I don't really think we're going to see that, just because we don't have the inventory. I don't think we're going to see that. Not here in Central Texas.
So if you've got an economic collapse of some sort, these people who own hundreds of thousands of dollars on home and they can't pay and they go out, there's going to be all these houses in foreclosure. You can't. That's not a problem?
You might. I just don't see that happening. If it did, that might be your chance, but
you don't see that happening here.
I don't see it happening here. Now, I'm not saying there's areas of Texas it might not happen, but because we have Austin so close, I'm selling people from Austin homes and almost all the way to Waco because of the drive. They're not minding the drive, and more of them are able to work from home now. So I just don't see us hitting that bubble pop here. And I've been here through two of them, almost a third one. So
I can remember in 88, 89 in Houston, they had paper come out, insert in the paper that was several pages long of foreclosures.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly Annie Mae and vets and stuff like that, because we bought a foreclosed house.
Yeah.
And for us, it turned out to be fantastic because
yeah.
It wasn't that much work that had to be done.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff that had to be done was read a case. You know, I want that one to do this before we move in.
Well, I worked over in the Harker Heights market when Fort Hood was sending all those guys out and then Fort Polk shut down. So there were quite a few over there then, but you know, houses were selling for $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. And I know a bunch of investors that bought up homes then, but I just don't ever see us hitting that again.
Not unless something like shutting down Fort Hood.
You'd have to have a massive employer shutdown in our area.
That's right. I agree with that.
Do you feel that you ladies have more opportunity as a private investor as compared to a licensed realtor and broker?
I almost think you do, just because of the rules that we're under. Trek is so strict on us. If you have a house for sale, and I as a realtor, I'm thinking, well, I might want to actually buy this. I have to be more, not really more ethical, but I have to be more protective of your needs almost than my own if I'm wanting to buy yours.
So. That makes total sense. A person in a higher position who holds a higher responsibility has to be checked even more so.
I have more knowledge than you do as the average. Yeah, exactly. Right. And so it's kind of tough. So, but I know a lot of realtors that own a lot of rent homes. Over time, they've bought them. So you got it. You can do it. You just got
to
be careful.
I found it was almost better to just be property management. The money you take in from property management is incredible.
But dealing with evictions is not fun. We just did one of those. It's not a lot of fun.
I got to know the judges. They look at me because they know I'm like, I don't want to be here. Yeah. I don't want to be doing this.
Yeah.
I got 20 seconds. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be doing this. He looks at me. He knows. I present my facts. I'm always right. And he goes, okay, all right, whatever. You just got to get to know your people and know how to do it. Look, I got to go to a break. I got Sandy Watts. I got Shelley Downing in the studio here, Texas Star Real Estate. When we come back, they're going to tell us some properties they've got. Give us a call, 254-697-6633.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buckholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. With me is Sandy Watts, Shelly Downing from Texas Star Real Estate. And they're going to give us some schooling on some properties and a little of this and a little bit of that when it comes to the real estate market and the business. And so I will shut up. But the number is 254-697-6633. If you got a question, looking for a house, looking for some land, give us a call. They may have a pocket listing. I don't know.
Shelly's going to go first.
We're just going to tell you about a couple of our current listings. We've got a beautiful log cabin. Let's see. Conveniently located between Temple and Waco. It's a cozy cabin, one bedroom, one bath, and a loft with extra storage.
How much?
Let's see. This one is... I know I just asked her on the price on that one. $520. It's also sitting on... It's large acreage, not large acreage. I guess we got that one on 50 by 30 shot, neighboring lot, I-35 access. It's actually got three buildings. I think that one's on 5 acres.
Okay, so a lot goes with a log house, a log cabin. It's very cozy. It's very warm. It's insulated already. If it's got logs.
Yep.
Some of these places have split wood to make it look like it's logs on the inside, but it's 2x4 studs, the whole works. But if you have a log house, it's probably about 8 inches wide, the logs, and that's great insulation right there. It's like Lincoln logs. They lock in together.
Beautiful new listing. Just took that one.
All righty. The next one that we have, it says, if you're looking for a home with potential, look no further. This charming house sits on a large lot right at the corner. It's right at a quarter of an acre, and it is waiting for someone to give it some care that it deserves. Whether you're an investor or someone looking for a place to call home, this property is priced to sell. It's set for $195,000. It's a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath with a little over 1,500 square feet. And I tell you about that one today because at 2 o'clock, we're going to have an open house there. Please come on out. It's going to be located at 1024 FM 1237 in Temple. And we'll see you between 2 and 5 o'clock for that.
Now, Sandy.
Yes, sir.
I am not a medical doctor, but I do know that you have a disease.
It's called speak 900 miles
it's
an hour?
It's called Matt disease. He talks a mile a minute. I need you to slow it down, girl. Tell him about it again.
Yeah. So the home is 3 bedrooms, 2.5 bath.
Is it one level?
No.
So this is a house for maybe a young person. I'm always told, you don't want two stories when you're getting old, Matt. I'm like, I ain't that old.
You got that cool little chair thing.
It is a split level.
It's
yeah.
a split level.
Pretty nice. Yeah, I'll tell you what, let's put that up in the screen there so people can see it on Facebook Live. looking for a house. There you go. Okay, and so you're doing an open house
today. At 2 o'clock. I'm out of here at 12. Got 2 errands to run and book.
Well, give the address one more time.
The address is slowly, not Matt speak. 1024 FM 1237 Temple.
Temple.
1024 FM 1237.
Okay, now Shelly, the log cabin one. That's kind of a cute one, a unique one.
It is.
Let's recap it again, because you went kind of fast, too.
I did, and that's because the agent that just listed that for me sent me a text, and we just woke her up to send that text.
She's hearing that on the radio.
Love you, Miss Davis.
Yeah, love you, Isaiah. It's a beautiful log cabin, conveniently located between Temple and Waco. Cozy cabin.
Now, where could that be?
It's Bruce Fletty.
Bruce Fletty, okay. Yeah. Is it near the highway?
It is right off of I-35. And that the cabin itself has one bedroom and one bath and a loft. There's extra on the property, another building that is, they're working on construction on that one, a 16 by 32 building that has electrical wiring and framing already in place. Comes with the materials already on site to finish it, insulation, sheetrock, and a shower stall. They just haven't completed that project yet.
Now, if I was a potential buyer, this is a question I would ask. Is it a kit? Is it pier and beam? Is it on a foundation? Is it been driven in? Are they building it on site?
That one is to be, they're building it on site. The seller's been building it himself. It is on a slab. There's also a 50 by 30 shop as well, too. She does have all measurements approximate to, should be verified by the buyer. That one is well worth a drive by. You can see it from I-35 as you pass by Bruce Fletty.
All right, well, let me ask this question then. You've got people out there
their properties have gone up in value, and they're thinking now's the time to sell. Because if I was ever to sell around here, I'd put a nice chunk of money in my pocket, and I would get out of here and go to the cheapest place I can find in another state and start it all over again and become Tulsa King or something. I don't know. But I'm not going to go. I'm not going to spend 30 years of my life to build a property up that has amassed a great amount of value to sell it to buy another one here that's going to take it all when it's not worth that amount of money. So, but that being said, if somebody wants to list their property with you, what do they need to do to get the property ready?
Biggest thing is cleaning it up, downsize. I don't want to say your junk, but your stuff. You declutter just because all the pictures and everything in there, kind of depersonalize it. Take out all that stuff.
Okay, I want to keep interrupting you on purpose.
Yeah.
Is it better for the house to be empty, or should it have furniture? Because if it's empty, the potential buyer can creatively do their own thing.
Furniture, it's sometimes empty is too hard for a buyer to picture. We have a company out there, a company out of Salado that stages homes for that very reason, because sometimes you walk into a totally empty house and people cannot decide, gosh, I have this shrunk from Germany. Is that going to fit on that wall? They just cannot picture it. You know, is this, because there's so many great rooms now, is this going to hold a living room set and a dining room set too? They can't picture it. So sometimes it's better to have the furniture, but not all the personal stuff. So.
You know, when I worked with Francie Denio, that's what she does as well, as she stages rental properties with their.
Yeah, she knows exactly.
And I mean,
what she's doing.
When she would take all their stuff out and put it in an empty truck, which of course they would give her all the permission. They'd take the stuff down to, and she'd put the stuff from the warehouse in there. And oh my gosh, she could make it look so good. I was like, oh my gosh, this is great here. I want the stuff.
Well, that's great for both people. Yeah. It's great for the seller. It's great for her because they may want to buy the furniture.
As soon as she's done, she'd get it all back out, put all their stuff in, and be gone in one day.
The sale could go, here, buy the house for this. If you like what's in it, that's what this is going to cost.
Go over there.
You don't know how many sellers come back and go, wow, I almost want to move back.
I'm like, you just made my house
look like a different house. And yeah,
Can I keep this?
Yeah, yeah.
So. Can somebody get out of a contract?
And there's a book called, I think it's 39 Ways for a Buyer to Get Out of a Contract. So
I'm not worried about the buyer. If the buyer's smart, look, I've gotten out of many deals knowing how to write it on a contract. But the seller goes, I changed my mind.
Well, they can be sued for specific performance. And so it kind of depends on how much your buyer wants to go after you. First off, you better know you're going to pay back the buyer everything they've spent from every inspection, option fee, appraisal, every penny. I've had a seller decide at the last minute they weren't moving. And it just depends on how aggressive their agent is and how much they want to talk to an attorney.
Because technically, you're out.
You're in a contract.
We used to say
you can't make somebody move. That's what we used to say. That's not true anymore.
No, I believe it. Yeah. I believe it. Because, you know, You sign that contract, that's it.
Yep.
And what did you call it again? I forget what they call it.
Specific performance. Yep.
Okay. Pretty interesting. Look, we've got, 2-3 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, slowly, clearly, tell everybody who you are, how they can get a hold of you, what they might need to do if they call you to give you some specifics. Can they send you pictures? That kind of stuff. Make it as easy as you can for everybody.
But you can find us on Facebook. That's probably your easiest way. Sandy works here in this market, and so give her a holler. I kind of work the other side of the loop, pretty much over there.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll make it simpler.
Yep.
For the contact part of it, you've been listening to me long enough. You know Aaron'sGunShop.com. Aaron'sGunShop.com. Go to the radio show page and. You've got Sandy's link right there. Click on it. Boom!
Yep.
You're there. That's perfect. The easy part. But now, when somebody's interested and they want to get ready to say, hey, I want to sell, instead of them coming to you, hey, what do I do? What would the conversation be? Okay, this is what I need you to do for me, please, to get your property ready, or I need certain information before I can go any further. Here's what our commission, or whatever.
biggest thing they need to do is give us their address, and we start with going on McLennan, not here, CorioCAD, not even Corio.
Central Texas.
Yeah. We go on your tax appraisal district, and we pull up all the information off of there. If you've made some changes that are not on your tax appraisal district, that's the biggest thing we need to know. We can pull up almost everything we need before we actually get to your house, and then we come by and make sure, verify that it's the same. We pull up comps. You just be ready for us to come by and take a look.
Tell me if you know the answer to this. The tax implications of selling your house, putting the money right back into another house. You didn't make profit because you transferred it over. Would you only be taxed on the stuff that is left over? Do you know any of this?
We tell you to call your tax man. But I do know, what is it, $250,000 for an individual, $500 for a couple. And it is, I think, the difference. And it's if it's less than 2 years.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that, because that's just not fair if you do it otherwise. I've got Sandy Watts, Shelly Downing, Texas Real Estate, Texas Star Real Estate. They're still in the studio. If you got a question, give us a call. We're going to break. When we come back, get ready. We're going to be talking about prepping in all different forms and fashions. This, I don't know where this is going to go, but if you're out there and you like to prep food, equipment, so on and so forth, give us a call. Let's share with each other our experiences, and we'll help each other out. We'll be back in three.
Right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon is the place to go get your neutrino feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV Gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Got a room full of fantastic people. You know, I've always used the example that I'm the hub of a wagon wheel, and I've got many well-seasoned oak spokes, and that's what I have on my show. And Shelby is my metal rim around the outside, keeping it all together. I appreciate it, Shelby. Thank you very much. The number here is 254-697-6633. Give us a call, question, comment. Be nice. Now, Melinda Bowles, one of my special guest hosts, she was supposed to be on today. I asked her to come back in because we're going to talk about prepping. She's the queen of prep when it comes, in my opinion. She's the queen of prep. Had a family situation, so she couldn't make it in. I asked that everybody out there lift her up in prayer, the family. All works. I'm sure it'll all work out, but you know, we'll get the Lord into the picture, and I know it'll work out. Believing. Pray and believe, and it shall come to pass.
Okay? Amen.
So since she's not here, I'm going to pick up the flag and move forward here about prepping. And Shelby, what's the name of that? Give me the name of the... I've got it right here.
Stand by. Seven Steps of Preparedness.
If you have your smartphones, your smart device, whatever, if you go to Facebook and look up my name, Matt Beatros, with the apostrophe, Seven Steps of Preparedness. Matt Beatros, Seven Steps of Preparedness. I want you to watch this because I've been doing this for a long time. And what's going to happen is when you realize that you're not prepared and you see what the heck could potentially happen, you're going to freak out. And when you freak out, you're going to try and catch up. And when you try to catch up, you're going to irritate a bunch of people. Because you've just had this realization, oh my gosh, y'all need to prep, y'all need to get ready. This is crazy. And you're going to burn out. So just go watch that video. It's the seven steps of preparedness. I think step five is burnout. Just check it out.
I have it pulled up on here. I was going to play it if you need it to be played.
No, I haven't studied enough to know what timestamps time to give you. But with that, let me do this. I got this from... Who did this here? What's his name? Glenn Beck. I thought this was pretty interesting. Ask yourself these four questions to reveal your level of preparedness. He says, think for a moment about the last time you experienced an emergency situation such as a winter storm, snowmageddon, or a power outage. How prepared were you? Now, I've got another video on my YouTube channel about take the test, and that is mess with your family. Don't let anybody know. Whoever's the dominant person in the family running the show, shut off the water, shut off the power. I would do it right around 5 in the evening and go all the way until people go to bed. They can't use their smartphones. You can't use anything on battery power. The power's gone. Water's gone. What are you going to do? You count how many times people try to flip on the light switch. It'd be funny. So you check
know,
that
it's,
out.
Let me say this. You know, one of the things that we got to look at is preparedness comes in waves. First thing you got to do is, are you prepared? Let's just say you drove to Temple today, Matt, and all of a sudden nothing works. We had an EMT hit, sun did it, whatever.
Not a
Your
problem.
Car won't work. Are you able to walk back home?
For me?
Yeah, you are. You and I are. Shelby is.
Girls, I have multiple methods to get back home, but you know, I'll leave it at that.
You know, can you get back home? Can you get back home? And do you have enough? You know, water? I have a go bag. Do I have enough stuff? Do I have enough water? You know, if it's today, you know, you're not going to just walk straight back. You're going to walk from tree to tree. You know.
Now, you got to know your lifestyle. For example. Yeah.
Do you have comfortable shoes, or did you only come in heels?
From where I live to where I go to work here in the station, it's not problematic. So I supply myself with what I need for that. Because if something goes down, I'm not going anywhere else but back home.
Right.
But if I go to Temple, then it's something different. If I go past Temple, it's definitely something different. And I'm not going anywhere. Listen, everybody, I go nowhere, absolutely nowhere, without a firearm. Except federal facilities, I will not do it. Okay? No way, because you're dealing with a federal judge. They will, oh, God.
Oh, yes, they're a lot of fun.
You know. Let's go on a cruise. No, sorry, I'm not going. I'm not going out of state. I'm, well, I'll go out of state. I'm not going out of
country. Never done on a cruise.
I'm not going out of country. I'm not taking a plane.
I believe in the 9th of September on one.
So I'm not afraid to fly. I'm not afraid of the ocean. I am not giving up personal control. Oh, you're a control freak. No, you're just stupid, okay? If you want to give up your control to somebody else because of their ignorance, have no clue. Here's a perfect example. Oh, how do we get over here? And you got me started now, man.
That's, I don't know how to turn you.
If you go into a facility and it has a 30-06, 30-07, 30-05 sign, and you know who's running the show, these are people on a minimum wage type of income. They have no control over that. They are doing it strictly for insurance.
First thing I look is their sign compliant? That's, you know.
Okay, is their sign compliant? But they're doing it for insurance purposes only. They don't want to hassle. They'd rather have somebody get killed than somebody do something wrong and get sued. Okay? So that tells me you're ignorant. And the last thing I'm going to go do is go into your place of business and give you my money. I will go directly to your competitor and do it. Now, here's a perfect example. Restaurants. Restaurants who put up 30-07 signs. And if you're a licensed to carry holder, you should know what a 30-07 sign is. A 30-07 sign is when it's posted, it says, if you're licensed to carry, you can't carry it in the open. It must be concealed. And when I go to a restaurant and see that sign, you know what I say? You got it. No problem. I will conceal it. You know why? They did not take my right away to carry. They just asked, hey, man, some people just aren't into it. Would you please at least cover it? I go, absolutely. Because if it was my business and I asked that, I would want the same respect.
Wouldn't you prefer that anyway for it to not be seen? People don't know you already.
I've had that question asked to me a million times. Matt, why do you carry open? I carry open because, one, I want to. Two, I'm faster. Three, I'm not worried about the bad guy saying, oh, this guy's got a gun on his hip. I'm going to take him out first. No, I've watched too many of them. I've watched too many of these videos. And the guy coming in who's going to rob the store, and the guy who robs the store, is the last thing he's doing is looking at you. He's looking at the register and saying, okay, he'll do a quick scan, but after that, it's no big deal. So, yeah, I carry it in the open. It's a hell of a lot quicker. It's got benefits. It's got drawbacks, but everything you do has got benefits and drawbacks. Yeah. All right, man, I got way off the topic here.
We were prepping.
All right, so this is a moment. Blah, 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 blah. Now consider a bigger problem, such as a large scale. It was the judge. The judge got me off track. Judge, boom.
Blame him when he's not here to defend himself.
Now consider a bigger problem, such as large scale food shortage or water contamination incident.
It's Neil, but I tried to put him a hold.
He didn't. Okay, he'll call back. Neil, if you're listening to me, call back. I'll bring you right into the studio. Now consider a bigger problem, such as large scale food shortage or water contamination incident. Neil, if you're listening, give me a call back. What if a disaster forced you to leave your home for days or even weeks? How well would you survive such situations? Okay, Shelby, just pick it up. All right, that mic is dead. Go ahead. Neil, welcome to the program, buddy. What's on your mind?
I just heard you talking about preparedness.
Yes, sir.
Right now, where I am here in my house with my son, including any possible types of weather that could happen, hurricane, flood, tornado, who knows, everything else, including food and water, my son and I are prepared right here. We could go a minimum 7 days the way we are at this time. Now, I'm not sure about other folks. I'm just telling you what me and my son are prepared for.
Well, that's good to a point, Neil. I totally commend you. I only say this because studying it, a little safer bet would be 2 weeks. Try to do 2 weeks because of the way the cycle of things go, the replenishment of goods and services.
Okay.
You might be at the fringe on 7 days, whereas 2 weeks, you're like, okay, I'm a little bit, okay, finally, it comes back on. Good to go. So I would say the minimum, me personally speaking from experience, would say 2 weeks. But you're doing great. Okay. I mean, you got more than a lot of people got, Neil.
Okay. Well, I'll work on that, Matt. All right. Thank you.
Sounds good. And Neil, we need to talk about canned food too.
Oh well, my freezers, I have more than one. One of them already is full of beef. The other one is full of veggies and fruits that we are going to start canning as soon as the temperature drops somewhat.
You know, I bet you, Neil, because you and I were talking, and I bet you, I could have five people in the room who can, and they'll all come up with a little something different, and you could glean something off of each person. We need to get you in here, and we'll glean some information off of you. How's that sound?
Sounds like a great plan. Thank you so much, Matt.
All right, Neil, you take care, buddy. All right, I haven't even got past the first paragraph. Okay.
Preparedness.
Just the thought can be overwhelming. So we're going to talk about these questions here. First of all, one. How would a friend describe my level of preparedness? Oh, Neil, if you're still listening, you're gonna enjoy this, Neil. Question number one. How would a friend describe my level of preparedness? I got 20 seconds.
Yeah.
What supplies do I have on hand? What steps have I taken? And what scenarios am I ready for? Find out your level of preparedness, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so when we come back from the break, I'll go over these few levels of preparedness and see where you fit in, each and every one of you. Okay, we'll be back in three.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Hour number two, final segment for the hour. We got a whole other hour coming up, and we're talking preparedness. The number here is 254-697-6633. This is a really fantastic topic for many reasons, but it doesn't matter if you're white, black, tall, short, fat, skinny, Republican, Democrat, independent.
Well, wait a minute. Republican or Democrat?
It doesn't matter who you are, what spectrum you are. It doesn't matter. We all need to survive with certain basic essentials. And if those things are not available, look, we're in a first world nation. 3-day supply if you're lucky at a grocery store. You don't get trucks to the grocery stores in 3 days or less, in probably 24 to 36 hours in a disaster. The milk's gone, the bread's gone, the toilet paper's gone, all the essentials are gone. So if you don't have those, you're going to be using tree leaves for certain things, okay? I had a comment here. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. It was, what's your thoughts about the portable solar generators? Are they worth $3,000? Thanks for covering the subject. Let me make a comment first, and then, Andy, I know you got one. Every piece of equipment you have has to run on something, whether it's solar, electric, gas. Did I miss anything?
Mm.
Okay. Or propane, difference between gas or propane. And if you're going to go solar, I don't know. I don't 100% trust the solar generator. This is me talking, because I don't trust the panels. I don't trust the daylight. I don't trust this, that, or the other. I'm not confident. Whereas the other ones that are proven, the gas, the propane, those types of generators, but they're limited on the amount of time that you can use them. The whole concept idea for the electric one is that you use the solar panel. The sun's out every day. Now, Andy, you've got one. Talk to us about it.
I've got some smaller ones that I've used. Actually used. I've been with, because I show horses and in trail rides and stuff like that, so we're out places sometimes that you don't have total access to every kind of electricity that you want. So, you know, to charge your phone, to charge your to play a stereo, a radio deal, to fans, they work great. The bigger one, I've got a bigger one too. If you have no electricity, they work great, but they're not going to solve all your problems. They're not going to do it.
Okay, you're looking at me and pointing your finger, problems. What's the problem? Refrigerator? Okay, cooking?
You can do a refrigerator. You can do a little bit of cooking, but you need to be on propane to do the cooking anyway.
There you go. That's the point. So, listener, the one who contacted me, you know who you are. Personally, it all depends, too, where you live. Do you have the capability of going the other route? Propane? Do you have the place to store gas if you got to run a gas generator?
Running your air conditioner, you can forget it.
Forget it.
And that's even with propane. Even with a propane generator, you might run it for a day, but it's going to suck all your propane.
And the other thing is, too, you've got to base it on your economic status. Are you able to spend the money to upgrade like that? If you're not, do the best you can.
Y'all remember our little ice storm we had this last winter?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We were out of electricity for a week. And that's when Mr. Andy found out he was not as prepared as he thought he was. Because I had, at the time, like four generators, and I only had two of them running. And I had to keep all the food that we have at Morningstar Ranch in the freezers cold. So I've got one going over to the dining hall, then I got one at my house, and then I have to go move the one from the dining hall over to another place and run it for a while and then come back, and it was constantly.
I got a question on that, and this is a serious question.
Sure.
Since we're in freezing conditions and the power's out, and even if it was in a summer day and the power went out, if you didn't open up your freezer, you could probably have 48 hours.
Something like that.
But in freezing conditions, wouldn't that have been okay?
No, it was still see, what happened is the temperature got above freezing for us, and stuff kind of thawed out, but we didn't have any electricity. You know, Bartlett Electric took a week to get us electricity. So, okay. Hey, that could happen now. We could have enough heat, enough that would shut us down, and we could be shut down. So, you know,
I'm honestly surprised that hasn't happened.
Well, we had the early part.
You're surprised what hasn't happened?
Like ERCOT shut down because everyone's running constant. You know they're not staying at 78
when they're in home, 84 when they're away, 78 while you're asleep. Nobody's doing that.
No.
Nobody is in there.
So,
you know, it's not the same, though. This heat is not like it was last year. It's hot, but it wasn't like it was last year.
You know, all that kind of stuff relative to what you're doing right now. So you're hot today. You don't remember what it was in 1980, which was horrible. Yeah, I can't
remember. I'm just relating that to the power.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But this time of year, there's a lot of solar now out there that is kind of taking some of their place. So their solar plants are pumping it out, and they're doing good. And we've had just enough wind that all them fans out there in Comanche and out that direction are okay. But
okay, look, let's go back to the solar thing.
Yeah.
I haven't even gotten this article yet, but let's talk about this. I got a whole another hour. We can do it. Okay. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, she made comments about solar that you need to find out about. If you're going to go all solar, you need to contact her. She can give you some good insight on the solar thing. But think about it. It's going to cost you this much money. On the camera, you can see me. On radio, I'm putting my hands far apart. It costs you this much money to get solar. They give you so many years warranty. It only lasts so many years.
And not that long.
And the savings are not great enough to make the expenditure worth the money. Because I've come real close to signing.
You don't bring it to me to sell it while you've got that loan on it either.
There you go.
It's going to hurt you.
See?
Yeah, see, that's like, okay, I talked to the solar guy. He said the batteries, let's just say you went 100% solar. The battery's good for 10 years. And if you're a green person that wants to go green, and you just went black because the way they have to get those batteries
is
horrible.
I want to say something to these green people out there. I salute you. I commend you. I know. I respect you for your wanting to make the planet a better place. I totally get it. I respect you. I mean nothing. I'm not kidding around. It ain't there. It's not going to happen.
If you want to really be preparing what we're talking about preparing, I want you to go back and read how people lived before we had readily available electricity.
1800s is the best century.
Right. How did they manage?
You had power. Mm-hmm. You had some medicines. You had automobiles. Did you have automobiles back? No.
No.
What was it? Trains. You had trains. It was a great century. 1860s. The 1900, if you had to go back in time, that's the place to go.
Yeah. Okay? How did they manage it? What did they do? You know, I'm not real sure how many people are going to stay in Texas without air conditioning. how did they manage? And I don't care how much you've prepared for, you're not going to be able to prepare for everything. This is not possible. You got to start small and build up.
Wait a minute. That's where groups into play.
That's right.
Andy, I got stuff you ain't got. That's right. Yes, I know I said it the way I said it.
Yeah.
Andy, you got stuff I ain't got.
That's right.
But together we...
It like that.
Because that's the way we talk. Because
I'm from the street, you know what I'm saying, sister?
Oh, yes,
that
ain't.
Yeah.
I'm from New York.
We got a band together.
What happened to us when everything went down, our whole way of talking changed. Like those people on Walking Dead, the trash people, how they like completely forgot how to speak English in 10 years. They're like, you trade with me? I'm like, what is this? This is weird. Yeah. You just did that.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Here's what we're talking about. No man's an island. I don't care how much you prepare. You can't be by yourself. And one of the things is that, yes, you're going to have to try to help your neighbor who hasn't prepared. Saying I'm going to kick you to the curb and good luck to you, hope you die. That's not the Christian way to do things. That's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to help prepare for them too. I know they're dumb and I know they should be preparing, but they're probably not. And we're going to have to help them a little bit. I don't mean give them everything I got, but we've got to band together, make a community, come together as a community so we can all help farm, ranch, whatever we got to do.
I want to go back to you, Shelby. Have you ever seen the planet Earth from space at nighttime?
Personally, no.
Not personally, no. But have you seen pictures of it?
Yeah, where it's all lit up.
All lit up in the major metropolitan areas, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's first world problems. Mm-hmm. So what happens is first world problems are built off of the basic necessities of life.
Mm-hmm.
When the upper crust of society collapses and you go, Miss Shelby, it's good to see you. Yo, woman, what's up? That's what happens when the lights go out. You revert back down to the basics. Yo, man, don't be fronting me. I got a pack of smokes. You want reds? You want greens? You know what I'm saying?
I need red. I don't mean
one. You got to know. It's just like in the military. Listen to me now. Listen to me now what I say. Okay? You got this GPS going on. Yeah, I can find you within 10 feet, even almost 5 feet. But when the GPS goes out, land, map, compass, and yeah, protractor. You know what I'm saying?
Right, that's right. That's it. You know, can you read a map? That's,
yeah. All right. We're going to take a break. I need a break.
When we come back, I have a would you rather question for you.
All right. Would you rather? Maybe I'll get into this article. 254-697-6633. Be back in 3 minutes.
Good job.
Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now. 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number TACLB009432E.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Hour number three. Matt, your host, the Colonel Rafer Brown, out on assignment, filling his spot at the moment. We got Judge Andy Isaacs. And I got to make sure I always screw this up here, and I want to make sure I don't mess it up again, the name of it, because they're so close. I got Sandy Watts, Shelley Downing from Texas Star Real Estate in the studio. So if you got a question about real estate, now's the time to call or contact them via their website, and you can make that connection through my website at aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page, click on the link, and boom, there you are. Simulcasting here at 105.1 FM, The Ranch, also at 98.5 FM at Rockdale KRXT. You can check us out on Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call into the studio, 254-697-6633. When it's all done, it's put into podcast form, sent over to the podcast department. You can listen to it on Apple, Spotify, Podbean. Go to aaronsgunshop.com radio show page. And at the top, you'll have the recording of last week's show. It's always 1 week behind on the top of the page. And about probably by Monday, it'll have this show up there. But you can always go to the podcast there, like I said, and listen to all the different shows. Sounds crystal clear. Okay.
I'm sneezing.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry. Support the sponsors to support the program. Thank you for all the private donations. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. The whole yada 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 yada. Okay. Shelby, I think you had a question for me.
Well, I didn't have a question. I had a would you rather. And if you know me, I'm a bit morbid. Might be the nice word to say. So I have a would you rather question. I ask this to a lot of people, so I'm going to ask it to every one of you. Would you rather, if something were to happen, like a fallout or a nuclear bomb or something, you know, it was going to be pretty bad. Would you rather die with the initial instant when it happened, or would you rather be some of those last survivors that try to make it after the fact, when it's time you can get up and out?
Easy answer.
It's an easy answer, but what is it?
Wait, easy answer for me is I'm a survivor. Okay. Bring it on. Bring it on.
What you do? I think I want to survive.
No, I want to go.
See
you later.
I'm dead as
well.
Peace out. I'm going to heaven. No problem.
You know, my deal is I want to try to help as many people as I can help.
Mm-hmm. Shelby, that's you it. Are not authorized to do that because you make great products with natural stuff.
So
you are not authorized to give it up. You
have to stay.
What about your children?
Well, I mean, we're all going to be in the same house.
Well, that's what I said. When I go,
the girls go? What if the girls go, hey, Mom, that's your thoughts.
I've asked this, and honestly, 90% of the people say they'd rather just go at the same time. You're one of the first people, I swear, that say you want to survive.
No, I want to survive.
I really do ask this
that's
to everybody.
That's the same for me. If my kids stay, I want to stay. If my kids go, I want to go because I'm their last parent. So that's I want to be with my kids. So. Yeah.
My deal is I want to try to help as many people as I can. So if I'd rather stay and try to help.
I don't know. You know, I will do that after this initial thought, and that is defiance. Oh, really? Did you just nuke me? Did you just nuke me?
Who do you think you are? Do you not know who I am?
Damn, man.
Did you know the judge radio said. Show?
Yeah. He's going to have the rebellion radio.
That you're not going to get to decide.
Right.
I mean, you're either going to be gone or you're not.
That's so, would you rather?
Yeah, that's a.
If you had to sit and think about it.
You know, we're on the wrong side of Fort Hood anyway.
We're too close.
Yeah.
No, I've always figured that if they hit Fort Hood, we're gone.
So where are you
we're too
get your
close.
Water from then? All the sources are
charcoal.
You.
All these different methods to clean and purify the water.
The nuclear wastewater. You think charcoal.
Morningstar Ranch has three wells. So
look, I am
deep.
Physically disabled, okay? I'm a vet, physically disabled. I've got lots of challenges. And I keep telling my doctor, you're not cutting me. I will crawl with the last finger I have to crawl. I'm not going to let you affect me. I will survive, okay? So if you nuke me and the water's polluted, I may glow and I may pee
Sprouts
green. Man. It doesn't matter.
Create a new superhero.
Grow a tail.
That's right, yeah.
Can we get back here to this article?
Yeah. It's like, question?
Look, it's an eight-page article. I didn't get past the first paragraph.
Okay, go
ahead. All right, so once again, four questions. How would a friend describe my level of preparedness? What supplies do I have on hand? What steps have I taken? What scenarios, Shelby, am I ready for? Level zero. How would a friend describe me at level zero? It would be,
No thought or effort put towards preparedness. Every emergency situation is a potential disaster.
Flaming liberal.
Supplies I have on hand. Less than 1 week of food in my house. Hey, Neil, if you're still listening, this is from Glenn Beck. This is him writing. He says, level zero, less than 1 week of food in my house. Since you have a week,
you're not level
you're a 0.05. Would that be correct?
Yeah. Okay.
And that's not knocking you. I'm just saying, you know, based on experiences and studying and all this kind of stuff, it's better to have 2 weeks. So let me continue on here. It says, less than 1 week of food in my house.
This is for an average.
This is for the majority of the people out there.
Majority of people out there are kind of fat.
No self-defense plan or equipment. No water stored or way to purify it. No extra medicines, prescriptions. No grid independent energy heat capacity. Here's an example of supplies at this level. Condiments in the fridge. Pop-Tarts in the cabinet.
Oh, boy. Man, that's prepared now.
Steps I have taken. None. I see articles online and government alerts about being prepared for emergencies, but haven't put any energy toward it yet. Scenarios I'm ready for. Situations such as power outage for 1 day or less due to a rainstorm. I'm in trouble after 1 day of an emergency. Do you want to be in that condition? Because I'm telling you, for all the listeners here, and we have thousands of listeners on this program here. I am able to figure yes. out what it is. We have thousands, okay? Just think on the other show we had.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Okay. The next level. How a friend would describe me. You have awareness that one should have some stuff on hand for emergencies and some effort put toward that. Here's a note. This is how most Americans actually live their lives. Supplies I have on hand. About two... What we got?
It's mini.
Okay. About 2 weeks worth of food and water or way to purify it, somewhat informally, mostly extra canned goods. Basic first aid, medicines on hand because you have a value, because you buy value sized to make sure you have always a little extra. Examples of supplies at this level, flashlight and batteries, non-perishable foods, canned goods, cereal, pasta, rice, etc. Bathroom, first aid items, Band-Aids, ibuprofen, thermometer, Vaseline, well, etc.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going there.
Yeah.
Bottled water, a gallon of bleach. You know why you need bleach?
To wash the sins.
Do you know what you can do with bleach?
There's a lot of cleaning stuff. And
purify your water.
That's right. Purify water.
I forget what it's called. I have to look it up. You get this type of bleach. There's two different types of bleach. You get the one that's this type, and I can't think of what it is.
And unprepared are you?
Yeah, right. Well, I'm not because I've already got it. I've already got the bleach. So you get like a few drops depending on how much water it is, and it purifies the water. It's almost like you're drinking a swimming pool.
I will say, so I can just drink out of my swimming pool?
Swimming pool, there you go.
Hey, man, when it gets tough, if it gets that tough, it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter. Steps I have taken at this level. Physical copies of key documents, birth certificates, marriage license, passports, mortgage, car, title. I've talked to the adults, older children in my household about what we do if scenarios, such as fire, flood, power outage, etc. Scenarios I'm ready for. Small regional issue, minor disruption of services such as power out for 3+ days due to earthquake, ice storm, etc. In trouble after a few days of emergency or if forced to leave my home. Okay? That's probably where most people are. Now, let's upgrade to the next level. How a friend would describe me at the next level.
What's that level called? Does it say?
I don't want to say it because...
Say it.
No, they go level 1, 2, 3, 4 and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But I don't want to say it because I've got it. Just leave me alone. No, now that I said it...
It's unscented chlorine bleach.
Now that I said it, I got to say it. Here's the reason. I think what happened is I'm missing a page. Because it goes from level 2 to level 4.
No, I missed...
Okay.
Shelby? But you're getting the drift here.
Yes.
So here's the next level. How a friend would describe me. You're a Boy Scout.
you probably wear a belt. Even if you have even if you have suspenders on.
Whoa, that's upper level. You probably wear a belt.
Even if you got suspenders on. You feel consciously responsible for being prepared. Regular, organized effort put toward being prepared physically, if not mentally and spiritually. You're someone friends, family think of as prepared and would probably turn to an emergency.
Do you think that's for tourniquet reason?
Tourniquet?
Belt. Yeah.
Tourniquet for what?
For the belt.
You could use it for a tourniquet.
That's what I'm saying. Why are we lost?
Why not just buy a tourniquet? It's cheap enough.
Because what if you just have a belt on and not a whole tourniquet?
So why don't you have a tourniquet available? If you're not prepared. Yeah. You're not
your
prepared.
Belt, so. Let me see it. Lift it up.
Okay. You're fired.
Put it on the record. He's not wearing a belt.
And he doesn't have a tourniquet in a pocket?
I do. I've got it all right there. It's all right there. Yeah. All right. Actually, it's over there in that bag right there. Oh, well. It's my EDC bag.
So you don't need
how much time I got? How much time I got?
You don't. It's done.
See you in 3 minutes.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us." In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Thank you for all the commentaries coming through Facebook, text, email, all that kind of stuff. Glad you're listening. Spread the word. I believe we truly have a great show here. I got great people. It's not me. It's everybody else. And God bless America. I love it.
Amen. Amen.
That's what it's all about. I don't care who you are. Like I say many times, I don't care who you are, what you look like, what your political persuasion is. You can think whatever you hell you want. And there's a special person listening now. We had this conversation before. I don't care what your political agenda is. No. I don't care what your political
leaning
is. As long as you keep the three pillars in, protect them. The first pillar on the left is the Constitution. The one on the right is the Bill of Rights. And the one that holds up the roof line is the pillar of God. Amen. If we keep those in check, I don't care what you do, man. Do whatever you want. Just leave me alone. Let's get back to what we were talking about. We're here at the next level. You're a Boy Scout. And we talked about that. Okay. It says, supplies I have on hand. At least 1 month of food and water stored. I'm an Eagle Scout, man. I'll tell you. Or a way to purify the water. Prescriptions on hand sufficient for at least 1 month.
But what types of prescriptions?
Whatever it is for your particular.
If you have to have it to live, you got to have it. You know, people that have high blood pressure and stuff like that, they got to have it.
Yeah, but if you go see Dr. Shelley, she could possibly get you off that
stuff. That's right.
But let's say you've got, let's say you're allergic to poison ivy. Well, make sure you got stuff that helps you there, because otherwise, if you're not able to get it and you go through the brush and you're full of it, man, you're going to be incapacitated.
Yeah.
That was such a simple example.
I have to take some medicine for diabetes, not metformin. If I did without it, I'd be okay. I mean,
You know, Shelby, you're saying alcohol for medicinal purposes.
Yeah.
I agree with you. But I also say alcohol for a barter system.
Right.
Go get your little bottles of alcohol, or get empty bottles and get the big bottles of alcohol.
Another great barter, cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
I'm talking about rubbing alcohol.
Now, yeah, I know you are. That too. And that's good, but I'm saying also the alcohol for consumption.
When money don't count, they don't care about the cash, they want the alcohol.
That's why 10,000 rounds of ammo, you're not going to shoot them all, but you can barter them, okay? Alcohol, cigarettes, maybe some medical supplies, tampons, women's products like that. Mm-hmm. People aren't thinking that. The women might be thinking that. But usually it's the guy who's taking care of his woman. The guy in charge of the family, he's got all this stuff, but he's not thinking woman needs. Women, you need to think about that kind of stuff. Let's see. An emergency kit on hand so you can grab it and leave home if necessary. Bug out bag, emergency kit. Something on hand you can use for self-defense. Could be a firearm. Could be a baseball bat. All right, wake up call. If you think just because you got food, you're going to be okay. There's going to be people out there who haven't prepared. They're the first level that haven't prepared. And they go, oh my gosh, the cow isn't provided in the styrofoam. How am I going to eat? The milk isn't provided in the carton. How am I going to drink? They're going to come to your house. And you got a choice to make. Protect your family or be consumed by the violence of it all. It's your choice. You pick it. Here's an example of supplies at this level. Non-perishable food specifically stored for emergencies. Sufficient for 2 meals per day per person. Rice, beans, dry pasta, canned goods, oats, salts, etc. I couldn't agree more.
We got this vacuum sealer from the store. So if you just keep flour or beans or rice in the bag, it still does go bad. So if you take it out of its original bag and put it, I mean, it takes a long time, but there's those weevils.
Weevils,
yes. Yeah.
Freeze them.
Yes. But if that goes out, you can get one of those vacuum sealers. They're not that expensive. And take it out of its original pack, or you can even keep it in there and vacuum seal it and throw it on it completely changes.
Yes. Let's clarify, though. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. Get your flour, freeze it. Once it's frozen,
yeah,
the weevils
it'll
dead.
Kill those weevils. Then seal vacuum
it.
Seal
then
it.
Then seal it. Okay. Moving on. Actual portable first aid kit sufficient for household family. That would be medicines, mm-hmm. tourniquets, bandages.
But what medicines?
It all depends on your family. Look,
doesn't it expire?
Yes, it does. Some of it does. Now, it'll last longer than it says on the expiration date.
So you got to take that into consideration. Look, if it gets past a month, 2 months, you've got a major problem.
So be
the government's coming in. They're doing what's the term I'm looking for?
They're going to confiscate everything they can,
and they can do it too.
Load you up in a truck, take you to a FEMA camp, and say, "Good luck. Hope you make it."
And that is not tinfoil hat. That's the fact of the matter. They can come and take your water, your crops, your stored food, your stored weapons, because for the common good. So pray that it never gets to that point.
Don't let anybody know how prepared you are.
Candles, lantern, matches, sleeping bags, extra blankets. Do I have to explain why? Water stored and water purification supplies. Now, here's one method that's simple. Get the water purification tablets if you like to drink disgusting tasting water. Trust me, I've done it many times.
Get you a life straw, too.
I've drinking a lot of water from a swamp with those water purification tablets.
And we wonder what's
alive.
Wrong with
you. I'm alive, but man, it did not taste good.
It's doable.
a life big deal.
Yes, very good.
Big deal.
Steps I've taken at this level. A plan. My household has a plan in place that covers a few specific scenarios, such as what we'll all do in an ice storm, blizzard, or if there are a terror attack in our area. Look, let's break this down. Ice storm, look, you're all compatible with one another. You're all going to help each other. Terrorist attacks, people are scared. They're afraid. When you get that level of emotion, watch out.
That's it.
Common sense goes out the freaking window. The people in my household know what to do and to whom to contact if there's an emergency. How are you going to make that contact?
Yeah, communication is going to be important. You need to have some kind of battery radio or crank.
And even that, even with a battery radio, it's only limited to such.
That's right.
That is the biggest problem in an emergency situation is communication.
Yep.
Okay, let's go to the next level, which I won't say. Don't look at me like that.
No, I don't know. Something crossed my mind. It has something to do with you before I even met you. Me and my husband, we created a plan, and you have everything to do with it. Because even just before I knew you, every time I do these what would you choose or would you rather situations all the time. My husband hates me for it. He's constantly, stop doing this against me. I said, where would we go? What's our plan?
Oh, don't say it.
And we say, we go to Matt's house. Look at all those.
No, Shelby. Don't do it. I'm going to put this out right now.
You've always been my plan.
If you are not in my circle, don't even think about asking, because I've told you way too many times.
It's just so funny because you were always
now,
there.
Now, Shelby, you're in my circle. I'll take care of you. It's not a problem. Okay. All right, let's go.
One of the great things I've got where I live, people can't find me.
Yeah.
I can barely find you.
You know, and then I promise you, if it gets really bad, the first thing we're doing is cutting down some trees so you can't drive on the ranch.
Right.
Here's the next level. How would a friend describe it? You've made prepping a way of life to an extent and are ready for anything. It's more than a personal thing. This is a group activity now within your family circle and perhaps with friends and neighbors. Supplies I have on hand. A one-year supply of food, water, or more.
Wow.
And the capacity plan to grow more in a garden. Barter items. That will be useful in an economic collapse, such as silver, gold, ammunition, building hardware, clothing, alcohol, cigarettes. I've added those. Major first aid supplies, including antibiotics, basic surgical equipment, etc. The capacity to generate energy, heat, and potable water. Off-grid, including fuel, as necessary. Both handguns and rifles, shotguns on hand. Enough ammo that you're worried about being on an ATF.
That the Russians are scared.
You're worried about being on an ATF watch list. Okay. Examples of supplies at this level. Sufficient food storage, including a scheduled calories day diet for all household members. Dehydrated and bulk dried foods. Major first aid, trauma, and emergency dental kits, plus potassium iodate tablets sufficient for 10 to 15 days. A handgun and rifle for all willing adult members of household. 1,000 rounds of ammunition per weapon. That's all. Propane or other cooking or other heating safety stored. Fuel stored. Let me do that again. Propane or other cooking and heating fuel safely stored.
gold and silver coins, rounds, or bars. Steps that I have taken in this level. Serious training for both myself as well as other household members, including survival, medical skills, farming, sewing skills, skills that will be necessary during a prolonged breakdown of services and government control. I have a relocation plan that involves my own family and potentially others, including provisions I can use both locally and wherever my retreat location is.
Where would be your relocation? What city? Where would you go towards if you were having to get out of here? If you had to get out.
Shelby?
Where would you want to, which direction?
That's a, what direction would you go? Where would you go? That is a question for each individual person to answer on their own.
Where would you go?
I will not broadcast it.
You know, one of the things that we just right there, you talked about iodine tablets, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, I don't care what level you are, ought to have those because where we live, close to Fort Hood.
Mm-hmm. Buy them now.
Yeah, get them. And, well, Fort Cavasso. But we,
you Bravo
need,
Sierra.
You need to have a bottle for every person in your house.
Oh, we got
to
take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait, we have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Captain Mitchell Radio Program. Look, here's what we're going to do. I normally at 11:30 do stories of self-defense, and we're going to do that. But I have one level left. I want to finish it up before we do this. 254-697-6633. This is the top level, okay? How would a friend describe me at the top level? You're ready to survive a zombie apocalypse. You absolutely terrify the liberal left. Supplies I have on hand. Gardening and or farming equipment and a backhoe. bury the bodies, man. Gardening and farming equipment, solar bank with deep storage batteries, farm animals, horses or ATVs for travel, 500 plus gallons of fuel, diesel stored below ground, battle rifles and carbines, at least 10,000 rounds of ammunition per weapon.
Is that better?
Copy of the Bible, the U.S. Constitution, the Federalist Papers, Atlas Shrugged, which I mentioned earlier today, and books by Glenn Beck.
So that's just a little bit less than what you got, Matt. Huh?
Whatever. Example of supplies at this level. Heirloom seeds, fertilizer, compost, FAL, M14, AR-15 rifles, accessories, extra mags, equipment, goats, cows, pigs, chickens, and other livestock, extra auto parts for ATVs, vehicles, batteries, starter, alternator, belt, blah, 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 kerosene and lanterns, wool, wood or coal, stove or fuel, surgical kit including scalpels, clamps. I can't read with this light, man. The words all blend together. Let's see. I don't need that. Surgical kit, including scalpels, blah, blah, blah. Steps I have taken. I have a fully capable small farm ranch with food and supplies for myself, family, and visitors. I have the plans and capability to defend it all against marauders up to platoon-sized foreign UN troops. I have the ability to generate an income in a scenario either through selling food, equipment, or services I am sufficiently skilled to deliver. I have the spiritual and philosophical basis to make morally correct decisions for myself, my family, and property in a doomsday scenario.
Just go ahead and add moat.
Yeah. Hey, there are... This is minor. I know people. That
it sounds like a lot of rednecks I know.
That's right.
I was just thinking.
Some of my family.
I was like, I know people. Some of these people.
All right, let's move on so we don't run out of time here. I'm going to do two stories of self-defense. It's coming from the Armed Citizens column from the American Rifleman, and this is going to be August 2023, the most current issue.
Oh.
We're going to learn what to do and what not to do. It's a cold read. Let's see what we got. A Memphis family visited Little Rock, Arkansas for their daughter's seventh birthday, taking her and their other daughter to the water parks and zoo there on Memorial Day. When they were ready to leave, they put the two girls in the vehicle, and the mother, who was pregnant, sat in the driver's seat while her husband packed up the car in a parking garage. However, an attacker came up to the man, struck him multiple times and tackled him to the ground, then came up to the wife and punched her. The wife drew her gun and shot the attacker in the neck. We never know what he was really planning or anything, said the father, if he was trying to kidnap the girls or just trying to steal the car or what. The wife suffered contusions on her forehead and the father a fractured rib while the assailant remained in the hospital. Okay. What I like about this story is daddy's doing his thing, mom is in the car, and she's covering daddy's six. I wasn't there, didn't do it. Dad got pummeled. She's like, what the heck? That's a normal reaction. He comes over to punch her in the face. She says, screw this, shoots him in the neck. Unfortunately, she didn't hit him in a major artery. He's still alive today. Okay, go ahead.
Ooh. All right. Neighbors called a homeowner in Shelby County, Tennessee, to inform him that several men were milling around his vehicles. The homeowner went outside to investigate and saw two men in his driveway and two other men in a white sedan parked in the middle of the street. The unknown men saw him and took off running, but one of the men also repeatedly turned around and shot at the homeowner, striking him in the ankle. The armed citizen returned fire at the assailants and the other suspects fled. One of the suspects was later arrested after knocking on doors in the neighborhood and yelling into his phone, y'all left me! Come pick me up!
Not only a bad criminal, but a stupid criminal.
There you go, stupid criminal. But he got shot in the ankle. It's bad, bad training.
Ow, that hurts.
He obviously didn't take my class.
Three men allegedly attempted a home invasion April 23rd in
Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia. When a homeowner heard a knock and cracked open his door. The strangers reportedly kicked it in and began firing at him. Although he sustained an injury, the homeowner managed to return fire and killing one of the assailants.
Yeah.
And the causing the other to flee. The two other men were arrested or are expected to face charges of felony murder for the death of their accomplice. And the homeowner was not charged.
I'm rereading this to make sure I didn't miss anything. It doesn't say what time of day it is. So let's just say it's in the afternoon. So somebody may just open it up nonchalantly. I would probably have done the same thing. But he did what he had to do. Okay, so a basic story resulted. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
In Beaumont, Texas, a homeowner shot and wounded a man who reportedly had broken into his house in the middle of the night on May 19th. Responding, police saved the 43-year-old intruder's life by using a tourniquet to stop the bleeding and transported him to the hospital. He was then charged with burglary upon release and was held at a $100,000 bond. The Beaumont police spokesman emphasized that the homeowner would face no charges. The suspect is the one who broke the law and committed a crime, and as a result, he was shot.
Do I have to say anything other than Texas?
Amen.
He should have had a belt if he were more prepared.
With suspenders. With suspenders. But let's see. Shot and wounded a man who reportedly broken into his house. Okay. Very good. Easy peasy. One, two, three. Go ahead. Take the mic.
A homeowner in Towns County, Georgia, arrived home a little after midnight on May 20th. As she entered, she reportedly discovered an intruder in the home, walking toward her and wearing her husband's clothes.
Uh-oh.
The woman drew her gun and held the suspect at gunpoint until police could arrive. Once they arrived, the robber allegedly attempted to flee, but deputies tackled him and arrested him. He was charged with felony burglary and was connected with vehicle robberies in the same area, so he faces an additional 20 counts of felony in entering an automobile.
Shelby, I'm sorry. The man didn't die. But the woman did do her duty. She grabbed her firearm and did what she had to do.
I don't expect it so much in these modern day ones.
Why was he wearing her husband's clothes? That's just a little weird.
That's a good question. What am I back? Shelby, you're right. It's me? Okay. When a 77-year-old homeowner in Ann Arbor, Michigan, heard what sounded like someone opening his screen door around dinner time on May 24th, he found someone already in his kitchen. The stranger, a tall man who looked to be in his 20s, had apparently forced his way through the window over the sink. The homeowner fired one shot at the intruder, who fled through the same window. He went out head first, the armed citizen told the reporters. He was younger than me, no doubt stronger than me. I'm 77 years old, and he was in my house, and I defended myself. Let me tell you the deal on this there. Here he is. He hears this door opening up. He finds somebody in the kitchen, and it says here he shot the intruder. You know what that tells me? That tells me that 77-year-old guy is like this 60-year-old guy, and he's got a gun on his hip at every freaking moment. It was instantaneous, and he did what he had to do. Good luck if you got it in the bedroom in a lockbox, and it's broken down into parts, and the magazine is here and the ammo is there because you're scared of the little gun. Go ahead, Shelly.
All right. A 24-year-old man returning to his car from a mall in Chicago on May 28th was approached by two suspect carjackers. At least one of the alleged assailants was armed and reported began firing at the car owner, but he drew his own firearm and returned fire, shooting one of them in the thigh.
No!
It's not good. The injured suspect was arrested after being treated at the hospital. The other suspect was caught only a few minutes later after attempting another carjacking.
Listen to me now. You listening to me? Just me and you. Nobody else is listening. Just me and you. Okay? Just me and you. If you're going to go through the trouble to carry a firearm or have a firearm or use a firearm and you end up shooting the individual in the leg, you know what that tells me? Whether you're left-handed or right-handed, you're jerking the trigger. Lack of practice on your firearm. You are pulling the trigger. You're anticipating the shot. The gun is going down. It's 95% of all shooter errors. You are not practicing. If you're going to carry the gun, you need to practice. Constitutional carry. I got constitutional carry. I don't need to do LTC. I don't need to go to this class. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but you better freaking practice. Because if you don't practice and it didn't hit him in the thigh and it bounces off the sidewalk and hits that little innocent old lady across the street in her wheelchair, you're going to have a legal case on your hand because every shot that's fired from a gun has got a attorney attached to it.
That's right. That's right. You're responsible for where that bullet goes. You better be able to know where it's going.
Now, Shelby, I can count on you to kill time while I find this other article that I should have had in the first place. So go ahead and kill the time.
What is the subject going to be? Anyway?
There it is.
Oh, you found it.
I see you're very good. Burglary suspect picks wrong house as homeowners both armed swiftly shoot him.
Swiftly.
Wait, I got 20 seconds?
Yeah.
Let me just read the headline again.
Okay.
Burglary suspect picks wrong house as homeowners both armed swiftly shoot him. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-662.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Attention to detail, customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now, 254-605-0610, or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. Budgethostcameron.com.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host, final segment on the program. If you want to have a final comment, give me a call, 254-697-6633. Don't forget, I've got Sandy Watts, Shelley Downing from Texas Star Real Estate in the studio. If you want to sell your property and list it, if you want to buy a property, you need to check them out. And before we end the program, we'll make sure we get all that information out. Worst case scenario, go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and everybody's links are there who sponsors the program. Judge Andy Isaac's in, Shelby doing the board, and here I am. Now, Shelby, you were curious about the strippers on strike.
I need to know why. I need to know.
Well, let's take it. It's a short article. I saw this headline. It says, strippers on strike.
Where is this at?
Nation's strip club capital. I don't know.
Arizona. It's in Arizona.
Arizona. Oh. Strippers on strike. Why dancers at one bar in America's strip club capital won't go back to work. When I saw this, I go, it's got to be because they're competing against transgenders. Drag queens.
No.
They're like, look, here, I don't have a bonus hole. Okay? I have the normal holes. Okay? I've got what it takes to be a woman. And if you've been listening to the program, you know what I mean about a bonus hole.
It's not inappropriate. It's actual anatomy.
Yeah.
And what did you say, Judge? You said, you're such a bonus hole.
Watch your bonus hole.
Oh, all right. Okay. Back on track. Here we go. Trouble in nation's strip club capital as dancers wage months-long strike. Trouble is brewing in America's strip club capital, where dancers from one bar have been on strike for nearly 4 months as they attempt to become the second unionized strip club in the country. Most of the 33 strippers employed by Portland, Oregon's Magic Tavern, launched their strike on April 4th, citing dangerous working conditions. And when I saw that, I stopped there. I go, dangerous working conditions. What is it? Guys molesting the women? Guys doing this to the women?
Too much glitter in the eye.
Okay. I'm thinking, what could it be? What could it be? So I read further on. We're fighting for basic safety and respect in the workplace, just like any other industry expects. Ladies, first of all, respect? No. I want to be very clear when I say this. Ladies, I don't care what you do. This guy will honor you and protect you. But when you say that in the business you're doing, you got to understand the type of clientele you're dealing with.
Yeah, okay? Right.
They're not really brought up for
respect. That's right. They ain't there to respect you.
We're fighting for basic safety and respect in the workplace. Blah, blah, blah. Nick's, one of the dancers on strike, told the outlet, the dancers said a slew of safety concerns spurred the strike, ranging from a lack of security cameras. Okay.
I'm good with that. Why is it saying?
An unstable pole.
This shit shake, Ralph. I will get knocked from my bonus hole.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Oh, man. Unmarked and uneven stage flooring. I get that.
I can understand that one, too.
The scent of gas and more? What kind of gas?
Like leaking
pipe? No, I don't know.
Are they
got a lot of guys drinking beer. I don't know.
Are they feeding these guys bean dip?
I don't know. It's that known 1099
prime rib there. That's right. Yeah.
They accuse management of retaliating against dancers who complained and naming an official club group chat anus tarts.
You can't make this stuff up.
Now, I didn't see this coming, but Magic Tavern's owner did not immediately respond to a request for comment.
Can't imagine why.
The club.
We found the Facebook page.
The club remains open with a non-striking dance. Not let's say the club remains
they have
open
scabs.
With non scabs.
No scabs.
Yeah. It's only an unstable stage.
stage because she's got a bum knee.
Yeah. The club remains open with the non-striking dancers on stage, according to the... Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Portland has long boasted the title of America's strippiest metropolitan area. With 54 venues, it had the most strip clubs per capita by a wide margin in 2015, according to research by Priceonomics. The City of Roses' overall strip club count was only surpassed by Houston, which has a population almost four times that of Portland. In June, the dancers announced they were unionizing with the Actors Equity Union, which represents more than 51,000 actors and stage managers in the live theater industry. If the dancers are successful, Magic Tavern will become the second unionized strip club in the country, following in the heel steps of Star Garden Topless Dive Bar.
Where is this at?
North Hollywood, California.
Okay.
Star Garden dancers won their union bid in May after a 15-month battle against management. All right, so there you go.
I've got to make some bumper stickers or something. Venus Tarts and Bumper Stickers are not welcome.
Yeah,
that's strange. I got to make a profit. I want a t-shirt so bad.
My cheeks hurt.
That's not morning show.
I'm going to call somebody that. And don't be an anus, Tart. They're going to be shocked.
They're like, what?
Oh, this is just too good.
I got to write it down.
This is too good. You cannot make this stuff up.
And then someone's going to find their paper. What?
I'll leave it
what
here.
In the world?
This is not morning show material. Is it?
not this
okay. All right, here's another headline. Kind of goes in the same genre. More than 100 trans men enter Miss Italy pageant after trans woman ban.
How did they enter if it's banned?
Exactly. I don't get it.
Because they're technically women. If you're a trans man, you are already a woman that wants to be a man.
No, you're
earlier
a man.
That's
a trans woman. These are trans men. So they're technically still women.
Oh, God.
Earlier this month, Miss...
I'm confused.
You ready?
Yeah.
Earlier this month, Miss Netherlands awarded the title to Ricky Valerie Cully, a transgender, which then prompted the Miss Italy official organizer, Patrizia Mirigliani, to say that transgenders would not be allowed to compete in that country's competition. Quote, "Lately, beauty contests have been trying to make the news using strategies that I think are a bit absurd." She emphasized that such beauty pageants have been exclusively female in the past, probably because even then it was foreseen that beauty could undergo modifications or that women could undergo modifications or that men could become women.
They can't.
I want you to pay attention real close.
That sounded really cool.
I just ripped that up. I just ripped it up. What is going on, man? Let me tell you something. All you guys out there, all legitimate guys who are dudes dressing up like women, go away. Just go away. I know there's some with mental challenges, and I get that, and I respect that, and I honor that, and I hope it changes. But you people, you're taking advantage of it.
The thing is, drag has been around for so long, and nobody had a problem with it until it was a problem.
Why was it a problem?
Because here you have to treat me like a woman.
And who's going to them?
Huh?
Children.
Oh, yeah. I didn't Here's know what you deal. Said. Yeah, of course.
If we don't get back to the three things that I said at the first part of this program, it's going to get worse. It is going to get worse.
It's never been a problem. Neither has being a homosexual. It's never been a problem until they've created a problem trying to create their
narrative.
Yes.
Okay, look, I got about 2-3 minutes. Andy, talk about Morningstar. Ladies, get ready.
You know, Morningstar Ranch is where we start to try to make a difference. We're trying to teach young people the right way to do things, about being a giver, about being working, that you're going to have to work to get whatever you want to get to, and that there's a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things. And MSRMinistries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas, 512-455-2552.
Alrighty, guys. So it's been a great being here. Thank you for listening to us act a fool today. I appreciate it. We're Sandy Watts and Shelly Downing with Texas Star Real Estate. And I'm here in Cameron area. And you can reach me at 325-668-1176. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You know, I want to make a comment about all the people on my program, all my sponsors. there's a lot of times people come to me and they want to sponsor the program, and I respectfully say, I'm sorry, but no, for multiple reasons. And the ones that I have in my program are for specific reasons. And when they're on the program, you get to build a relationship with them. You get to know them. You get to know that they're genuine and truthful, and they want to help you and all this kind of stuff. Those are the people I want in my program. Okay. So if you're looking to list your home, if you're looking to buy a home, go to Sandy, go to Shelley. If you're looking to support kids in the betterment of their life and success, Morningstar Ranch. If you're looking to support first responders, military that are having challenges when they get out, you got American Valor Foundation. You got all these different things. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page and look at all the sponsors who support this program. Those are the people you need to go to first. We're about to end the program. I want to say thank you for everybody in the room. Shelby, thank you very much for keeping us on track. Judge, Melinda, we're thinking about you, praying about you. Shelley, Sandy, thank you very much. Everybody, it's been a pleasure, honor to serve. Until next week, God bless. Keep your powder dry.
The preceding entertainment.